USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in nearly every U.S. state. The variant first identified in Columbia back in January has been seen in every state now except Nebraska, with the most cases in California, Hawaii, and Alaska. The World Health Organization named Mu a variant of interest last week, as early research seemed to show that it may be able to avoid protections provided by vaccines and natural immunity. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify in front of Congress next week about the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken is set to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on September 14th, the first of what is expected to be a number of administration officials to appear before Congress to answer questions about the withdrawal and evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez has said that there were policy execution and intelligence failures associated with the withdrawal and its aftermath. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More than 400 people were shot over the Labor Day weekend in Chicago. Lance Pry has more.
Another murderous weekend in Chicago, Illinois, including a four-year-old child victim. Chicago Alderman Democrat Raymond Lopez tells Fox News his opinion on why the violence continues.
Lori Lightfoot, Kim Fox, neither one of them want to hold criminals accountable. They are too busy coddling criminals and enabling bad behavior. They are bending over backwards, as we saw this weekend with those charges, to get people out onto the street when we know that they are criminals, when we know that they are murderers, when we know that they are doing harm to the city of Chicago. They simply do not have the will, though they have the rhetoric of saying that they support black and brown communities. They do not have the will to protect them. We know that our police officers can go after criminals if we allow them to do their job. We know that if you are committed to violence, you belong in jail.
180 kids have been shot in Chicago this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Expanded unemployment benefits expired today for millions of Americans as two federal programs ended. Those programs were focused on helping those who have been unemployed for more than 6 months and those who were self-employed or gig workers. The federal weekly $300 supplemental benefit payment also ran out on Monday. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh tells NBC News that those programs were a benefit and that the administration has left open the option for individual states to continue some form of expanded assistance.
Thank God we had it in the very beginning of this pandemic because people would have had gone through a lot more devastation during this pandemic. What we've done now is we're looking at, this was a bill that was voted on by Congress, the American Rescue Plan, and today was the day that the $300 extension will end. We've allowed governors across the country, if they need to look at using CARES money, using Rescue Plan money to extend the unemployment benefit in their state if they need to. The rate is different all across the country. So it really is about how do we continue to get the economy back and running. The problem we have right now is that we have a Delta variant that unfortunately is not working with us. We're seeing numbers in certain parts of the country high, so we have to keep an eye on what's going on moving forward here.
And actor Michael K. Williams has died. Best known for his role as Omar on the critically acclaimed HBO series The Wire, Williams was a character actor for more than two decades, with roles on Boardwalk Empire and Lovecraft County, and in movies such as 12 Years a Slave and Assassin's Creed. Police say Williams was found dead of a suspected drug overdose Monday in his New York City apartment. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.